基督徒的人生和基督徒美满的人生区别在哪里？
The difference between a life of a Christian versus a Christian's life with beauty and abundance. What is the difference?
啊？
She says, God, with, God be with you all the time.
可能你们没有啊，没有明白，我可能没有说明白啊。
I may have not made myself clear.
我今天不是讲基督徒的人生。
Today, my sermon is not about a Christian's life.
我是讲基督徒美满的人生。
I'm talking about a Christian's life that is full of beauty and abundance.
我的重点在美满。
And my focus is on beauty and abundance.
明白吗？
Understand?
这就是不同。
That's the only difference.
所以你们这个上面写的是 the life of a Christian. 这是不对的。
So on the bulletin, it says the life of a Christian. It's not correct.
就是不是说别的不对，就是这个重点不对。
It's just that the focus isn't correct. It should be beauty and abundance of Christian life.
美满的人生。
Okay, a life full of beauty and abundance.
是每一个人都盼望和追求的。
It is what everybody chases after and hopes for.
既然如此。
Then if that's the case.
那为什么要特别谈论基督徒的美满人生呢？
If that's the case, then why do we specifically talk about the beauty and abundance of a Christian life?
这有两个方面的原因。
Of course, there's two reasons.
第一。
And the first is.
基督徒认为啊。
Christians view this as.
容神宜人，为主而活，是美满人生。
Christians believe that glorifying God, benefiting men, and living for God is abundant and beautiful life.
但是这个和世人所追求的心想事成，要什么有什么才算美满，是根本不同的。
And that is very different from what the world chases after, that is getting everything that their heart desires.
第二。
And the second point is,
虽然基督徒也会遇到种种的苦难，
Even though Christians face difficulties throughout life,
啊，但是他们仍然坚信。
But they still believe.
这样的人生也是美满的。
That this kind of life is still full of beauty and abundance.
这和世人的观念就更加不一样了。
And that is even more different from the world's point of view.
那么基督徒这种美满人生的道理，这种观念的道理。在什么地方呢？
Then what is the moral and the foundation of the beauty, a beautiful and abundant life of a Christian?
我们必须要回答清楚。
We must answer it clearly.
首先我们来看。
First we want to look at this.
容神一人为主而活的人生是美满的。
We want to first look at glorifying God, benefiting man, and living for God, which is considered the beautiful and abundant life.
为什么呢？
Why do we say that?
因为以赛亚书四十三章第七节是这么说的。
Because in Isaiah 43 verse 7 it says this.
他说：“凡称为我名下的人，是我为自己的荣耀创造的，是我所做成所造作的。”
It says, "Everyone who is called by my name, whom I created for my glory, whom I formed and made."
以赛亚书四十三章二十一节这样说。
And in Isaiah 43:21, it says this.
说这百姓是为我自己所造，好述说我的美德。
The people I formed for myself, that they may proclaim my praise.
从这两节圣经里边，我们就可以看到。
From the two verses above, we can see.
神造人的目的。
The purpose of God creating man.
就是为了荣耀他和见证他的美德。
It was to glorify himself and witness his goodness.
但是约翰福音第七章十八节说。
However, in John verse 7, chapter 7, verse 18, it says this.
他说人凭着自己说是求自己的荣耀。唯有求那差他来者的荣耀。这人是真的，在他的心里没有不义。
Whoever speaks on their own on their own does so to gain personal glory. But he who speaks the glory of the one who sent him is a man of truth. There is nothing false about him. Christians have salvation through grace.
神把属灵的生命赐给他们。
God gave new life to them.
而且将来要与主同在万万年。
And later, in the future, will live with God forever.
这是神的恩典。
That is God's grace.
但是我们还要必须记得。
However, we must remember this.
这个莫大的福分啊，并不是我们自己配得，或者我们自己去赚来的。
This grace is not because we're worthy or we earned it ourselves.
是主白白赐给我们的恩典。
But it is a free gift, a free, free grace given to us.
所以我们基督徒不应该只停留在享受恩典这个层面上。
Therefore, as Christians, we should not be stuck at the point of enjoying the grace only.
我们应该知恩图报。
We need to learn to take our,
take on the command. 承担使命。
We need to turn, we need to take on the command.
容神一人为主而活。
Glorifying God, benefiting man, live for God.
啊，照这样来度过一生。
And only through this, only through doing that,
那才是美满的一生。
Only then will we have a beautiful and abundant life.
因为为什么是这么说呢？
Why do I say this?
因为这样才活出了神赐给我们生命的价值。
Because only then we are living the price that God has paid, had to pay for our life.
才彰显出了神的荣耀。
Only then can we glorify in God.
也成为人的祝福。
At the same time being a blessing to the world.
这正是神造人的目的。
And that is the purpose of God creating man.
这样的人。
And this kind of person.
不仅仅今生是美好的。
Will not only have a beautiful, abundant life here on earth.
在将来在天上的赏赐也是大的。
Later on, the blessing that they will receive in heaven will be also abundant.
所以，容神一人为主而活的人生，是基督徒美满的人生。
Therefore, glorify God, benefiting men, living for God is considered a happy, abundant life.
那么第二。
And my second point.
为主受苦的人生也是美满的。
A life that you suffer for God is also considered an abundant life.
如果按照世界上的常理来看呢、
If you look at it from man's perspective,
受苦和美满是互不相容的。
Suffering and happiness / abundance does not contradict each other.
也是彼此矛盾的。
And it doesn't connect together.
这个不可能算美满。
It can never be considered good.
但是按照圣经来看。
However, if you look at it from the Bible's perspective,
这个答案是顺理成章的。
The answer is pretty clear, actually.
那我们来分析一下。
And let us digest a little bit and analyze it a little.
第一种情况。
The first thing.
自然灾害和疾病所带来的苦难。
That is suffering from natural disaster and diseases.
基督徒对这种苦难的认识和态度和世人是不同的。
And the understanding and attitude of Christians towards this type of suffering is different from the world.
因为神在约翰福音十六章三十三节里边说。
Because God says in John chapter 16 verse 33, it says like this.
他说我将这些事告诉你们，是要叫你们在我里边有平安，在世上你们有苦难，但你们可以放心，我已经胜了世界。
I have told you these things, so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world.
因此我们就知道。
Therefore we know.
苦难肯定是有的。
Suffering is definitely included.
基督徒也不能例外。
And Christians are not set apart, are not special.
因为他是说了吗？你们有苦难。
Because in here it says, you will have suffering.
你们没有说你们当中一部分人。
It's not saying a portion of you, it says all of you.
而是所有的人。
All of you.
有苦难。
You will have suffering.
并不是可能有，可能没有。
It's not saying you may or may not.
啊，所以基督徒也不能例外。
So Christians are not special or set apart.
那么面对苦难，我们就顺服接受。
Therefore, facing suffering, we have to obey and accept it.
我们不怨天尤人。
We're not blaming others.
其次。
And secondly,
基督徒处在困难当中啊，心态和世人是不同的。
The mindset of Christian during difficult time, during suffering, is different from the world.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为我们知道苦难临到的意义在哪里。
Because we understand the meaning of suffering when it comes.
就像刚才你们也前面也读过啊。
Like earlier, we read, read this.
以赛亚书四十八章第十节是这么说的。
In Isaiah 48, verse 10, it says this.
我熬炼你，却不像熬炼银子。你在苦难的炉中，我拣选你。
See, I have refined you, though not as silver. I have tested you in the furnace of affliction.
彼得前书第五章第十节说。
And in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 10, it says this.
那赐诸般恩典的神，曾在基督里召你们，得享他永远的荣耀。等你们忍受苦难之后，必要亲自成全你们，坚固你们，赐力量给你们。
And the God of all grace, who called you to his eternal glory in Christ, after you have suffered a little while, will himself restore you and make you strong, firm, and steadfast.
所以，在苦难中的基督徒心中就有平安。
Therefore, Christians have peace in times of suffering.
第三,
and thirdly,
基督徒苦难中有盼望。
Christians have hope in time of suffering.
因为神有很明确的应许。
Because God has a really clear promise.
正像哥林多前书第十章十三节所说的。
Just like 1 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 13 says this.
你们所遇见的试探，无非是人所能受的。神是信实的，必不叫你们受试探过于所能受的。在受试探的时候，总要给你们面前开一条出路，叫你们能够忍受得住。
No temptation has overtaken you except what is common to mankind, and God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, He will also provide a way out so that you can endure it.
所以我们从 三个方面来看基督徒和世人不同。
So from the three points above, we can see that Christians are different from the world.
第一，基督徒对苦难的认识。
And the first thing was the understanding of Christian during suffering is different.
第二，基督徒在苦难当中心态不同。
And the second is the mindset of Christian during suffering is different.
第三，基督徒在苦难当中有盼望。
And thirdly, Christians have hope during time of suffering.
那么说到这儿，也许有人就会提出来。
So when I stop here, some people might ask.
如果因为自然灾害或者疾病而死亡了呢？
What about those who dies because of disease or natural disaster?
那总不能算美满吧？
You can't consider that beautiful or abundant, can you?
错了。
That's actually wrong.
战胜死亡复活的主，他应许我们。
Because the resurrected God who overcame death promised us this.
死亡并不是我们的毁灭。
Because he says death is not actually not a destruction for us.
我们还要因为那个复活的主，他会叫我们复活。
Because we have the resurrected God who will also have us resurrected.
从那以后进入永生。
And from that point on, we'll have eternal life.
那有这样美好永恒的结局啊。
We have this great eternal ending.
这当然是美好的。
Isn't that considered abundant and beautiful?
那么这是第一种情况。第二种情况呢，为主受苦。
That was the first scenario. The second is suffering for God.
如果你认为一切苦难都是不好的事情，
If you view all suffering as bad,
你就会拒绝苦难。
Then you will reject suffering.
逃避苦难。
You will go avoid them.
那你可能把神要成就在你身上的旨意错过了。
then you have the possibility of missing God's will in your life.
因为有些事情是神透过苦难要成就给你的。
Because there's things that God wants to give you through suffering, and that's all His will.
不要错过这个机会。
Let us not miss that kind of opportunity.
如果你以为所有的苦难都是好的。
On the contrary, if you think every type of suffering is good,
来者不拒，一概接受。
Accepting all kinds of suffering,
那你就可能承担了罪的后果。
Then you might be bearing the consequences of sin.
因为受苦苦难的性质是有区别的。
Because the nature of suffering is different between the two.
一类是为主受苦。
One is on one side is suffering for God.
另外一类是因为犯罪而受苦。
And the other side is committing a crime, committing a sin, and then suffer.
他们的因果是不同的。
The nature of it is very different.
这一点我们先要认识清楚。
That we have to clearly understand that.
那么为主受苦的原因呢，有两个方面。
And suffering for God, there's also two reasons.
一是为了主，为了义，为了这个信仰而受逼迫、打压、羞辱。
The first thing is for God, for righteousness, for the faith, experiencing persecution, oppression, and shame.
另一个原因呢，是神借着苦难来完成他的旨意。
And the second point, is God completing His will through suffering.
你们听彼得前书三章九节怎么说？
First Peter chapter 3 verse 9, it says this.
他说：“不以恶报恶，以辱骂还辱骂，倒要祝福。”
Do not repay evil with evil or insult with insult.
下面这两句啊，下半段特别你要留意。
And you have to pay attention for the following.
因你们是为此蒙召，好叫你们承受福气。
On the contrary, repay evil with blessing. Because to this you were called, so that you may inherit a blessing.
我们应该思想。
We have to think about this.
神为什么呼召我呀？
Why did God call us?
如果自己就是为遭遇这些苦难而蒙召的，
If God called us to face difficulty and suffering,
而且这个蒙召也会让你承受福气，
And this kind of suffering will bring blessing to you.
你对这个苦难的看法就回然不同了。
Your viewpoint of suffering will be completely changed.
所以我们说苦难是化了妆的祝福。
Therefore, we say suffering is a blessing in disguise.
你看，以赛亚书四十八章第十节，他不就这么讲吗
？Because in Isaiah chapter 48 verse 10 it says this.
啊，这个前面我就念过了，不就不念了。它的重点就是，他说我熬炼你。
I already read this, so I'm not going to repeat myself.
我在苦难的炉子当中熬炼你。
The point is to refine. You were refined in difficulty and affliction.
为什么
？Why？
因为他要拣选你。
Because he want to choose you.
你到底是一个渣子呢，还是一个纯净的油银子呢
？To see if you are gold or silver or not.
啊，马太福音五章十节到十二节是这么说。
In Matthew chapter 5 verse 10 to 12 it says this.
他说：“为义逼迫的人有福了。
”Bless.
因为天国是他们。
Blessed are those who are persecuted because of the righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
若因我就是指主了，辱骂你们，逼迫你们，捏造各样的坏话，诽谤你们，你们就有福了。
Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me meaning Christ.
他又说，应当欢喜快乐，因为你们在天上的赏赐。是大的。
And third, and also says, rejoice and be glad, because great is your reward in heaven. For in the same way, they persecuted the prophets who were before you.
各位弟兄姐妹
，Dear brothers and sisters,
这样的结局难道不美满吗
？Wouldn't you consider this kind of ending, abundant, beautiful?
当然是美满的。
Of course it is.
下面我讲一下我的见证。
Following, I'll share my little testimony.
要不然你们都是说，哎呀，你是讲理论啦，
Because or else you'll say, oh, all I talk about is the concept.
我们的道是生命之道。我们的道是生命之道。
What we believe is a belief of life.
什么是生命之道？我不跟你们讲过三次吗？
What is that? I already mentioned to you three times.
生命之道就是它是活的，是看得见的，摸得着的，不是吗？
It is alive. It can be seen and can be heard.
我在那次讲到里面还在啊，我还讲了这么个问题，就是有人说哦，你信耶稣了是吧？
I mentioned in my previous sermon. Someone said this. You believe in Christ, right?
啊，你们的信仰说神就会赐给你们一个属灵的新生命。
Because in your faith it says, you will have a new life through Christ.
那你可不可以把你的生命拿出来给我们看一看呢？
Can you? And they ask, can you take out that new life and show me?
有人说，我相信是有了，不过我拿不出来了。
Some say, oh, I believe it exists, but I can't take it out, take that new life out.
这个回答是也对也不对。
This answer is true, but not really.
之所以说他对，因为他对神有信心。
It's true because they have faith in God.
之所以说他不完全对，是因为他说拿不出来。
It's not 100% true because they said that they cannot take out the new life.
下面我就用这个见证来回答这个问题。
So following, I'll use my testimony to answer that question.
我们所信的生命之道是真的、活的、摸得见、看得着的。
The belief that we have is it can be seen, it can be heard, it can be touched.
我54岁，全家移民美国。
When I was 54, my whole entire family immigrated to America.
我以前跟你们讲过我这个见证啊，我就不详细说了。经过两年的考察。
I shared this testimony before with you guys, so I won't go into detail. After 2 years of studying the Bible.
我考察圣经。
I studied the Bible.
我考察基督徒的表现。
I watched the Christians' daily activity.
我考察传道人所讲的信息。
And also watch the preachers, what they say.
再经过神透过神迹告诉我。
And experience God's miracle in answering me.
你们还记不记得神透过什么神迹来告诉我什么事啊？
Do you guys remember what kind of miracle God used to answer me?
你们都忘记了。
You guys all forgot.
这个当然，因为你们很有福气，听到各种各样的道，你当然不可能把我的见证都记下来，对吗？
You guys are very blessed. You hear a lot of different preachers, so you might not remember what I share.
我简单回顾一下。
I will slightly recap us.
我在离开大陆之前，我向神许了一个愿。
I had a request to God before I left China.
我说神呢、啊？如果你是真的，你带领我们全家啊顺利的移民美国的话
，I said, God, if you're true, you're real, and you help us, the whole entire family immigrate successfully to America.
我到美国以后就认真去寻求你。
When I come to America, I will search you deeply.
如果你是真的、美的、善的，我就一定信。
If you're truly good and wonderful, then I will definitely believe.
如果你缺一个
，If you lack one of the characteristics，
那我也不信。
I will not believe。
那你不能怪我。
And then you can't blame me。
因为我要追求是这个神是真的、美的、善的。
Because I want to follow a God who is true, who is good, and who is wonderful。
那么，我们的信仰是美的、是善的，从圣经、从基督徒的表现、从传道人的讲道当中，都可以考察得出来。
Our gospel, our faith is good, it's wonderful, because we can see it from every single sermon.
因为这个信仰的核心是爱。
Because the foundation of this faith is love.
他要我们彼此相爱。
Because he wants us to love each other.
他要我们爱人如己。
Love others like we love ourselves.
他要我们宽恕，他要我们和平。
He wants us to forgive and also have peace.
所以我看到的基督徒，我听到的道都是宣扬这个信仰。
And the sermons I hear, the people that I see all proclaim this kind of foundation.
这样的教义，这样的基督徒，这样的信息的传讲，我当然愿意接受。
This kind of interaction, this kind of sermon I hear, of course I want to believe.
因为我在大陆已经被他们 被共产党斗得个七零八落了。
Because in China, I've been put down by communists.
真的是家破人亡了。
My family are separating apart all over the place.
为什么我不欢迎这个信仰呢
？Why wouldn't I accept this faith?
如此的美好，如此的善。
This so truly beautiful, truly wonderful.
所以我认定它是好的。
And I truly believe that it's good.
但它是不是真的呢
？However, is it really true?
我经过两年的挣扎。
I struggled with it for 2 years.
到处去找这个基督徒辩论。
I had debates with Christians all over the place.
我找牧师辩论。
I debate with pastors.
你们说这个神到底是不是真的？
Is the God that you believe really true? Really
你们怎么知道他是真的？
How do you know he's real?
那当然，鸡同鸭讲。没有什么结果了。
Of course, there's no results after we go back and forth.
所以最后我就拿出一个杀手锏来。
So I put up my big card.
你如果能够把这个神请出来
，If you can bring this God in front of me,
我马上信。
I will believe right away.
如果你请不出来
，And if you cannot bring him out,
你说什么也没用。
Whatever you say, I will not believe.
神就透过一个神迹让我知道。
And God used miracle to make me understand.
他要我解决我这个问题。
He wanted to solve my questioning.
他做过什么事情神迹呢
？And what was that miracle?
我的母亲到美，我到美国以后一年多，她就病重了。
After we came to America after a year, my mom was deeply ill.
我的弟弟妹妹写信来说现在医生没有药了。
And my siblings and I discussed that there's no more medicine by the doctor.
那么，他也这个母亲也只能靠维生系统来维持，就是植物人呢。
And my mom has been in coma, and she has to be fed through a feeding tube.
所以，他连我的弟弟妹妹他都不认识了。
She no longer recognizes my siblings.
他们就希望我回去那个准备后事了。
They really want me to return back to prepare the funeral.
因为我是老大嘛。
Because I was the eldest son.
可是我没办法回去。
But at the time, I could not return.
最重要的原因就是我不知道我母亲她这种植物人的状态能到多久啊。
Because I really don't know how long she's going to be in coma.
所以我就写了封信，录了一个录音带，那个就是那个一盘小那个胶带的录音带。
So I wrote a letter and had a recording.
我就寄回去。
I mailed it back.
那么同时我就向神祷告。
In the same time, I prayed to God.
神啊，求你让我母亲看见我这个信，听到我的录音带。
I pray that God, you will have my mom be able to see the letter and hear the recording.
我的弟弟妹妹当然不知道我有这个祷告。
Of course, my siblings do not know my prayer.
后来他们来信告诉我。
Later on, they returned the mail.
说大哥，你的信和录音带，已经收到了。
And he says, "Oh, older brother, your letter and the recording we received."
母亲醒过来，看到你的信了，听到你的录音带了。
Mom woke up, actually read your letter and heard your recording.
各位弟兄姐妹
，Dear brothers and sisters,
你们认为是什么力量让我母亲醒过来的呢
？What kind of power did you think that helped my mom woke up?
是医生吗
？Is it from the doctors?
不是。
No.
他没有药吗？
Because there's no more medicine to.
是我的弟弟妹妹吗
？Is it my siblings?
当然不是啦。
Of course not.
那更不可能是我了，远在万里之外呀。
Of course, it's not me either, because I'm way far from.
这个让我母亲醒过来，看到这封信，听到这个录音带，唯一可能的，就是那个神。
The only reason that my mom was able to wake up and read the letter and hear the recording is God.
不可能有第二个解释。
There's no other things that we can.
这是神为我行的一个神迹。
And that is a miracle that has that God has performed for me.
他就透过这个神迹告诉我。
And through this miracle, he wanted to tell me.
我就是真的。
He wanted to tell me that he is real.
你信不信
？Do you believe?
所以我完全欣然的接受了这个真的善的美的神。
Therefore, I truly believe because of what I've seen. I believe this good, this wonderful, this real God.
后来又透过警告我 有感召我，这个我就不再说了，因为你们时间有限了。
Later on, God has calling and touched me. I will not go into detail because we have.
所以我就决心完全的奉献自己。
Through God's calling, and I decided to serve Him fully.
2003年1月份，我进入加州啊，这个基督工人神学院。
In 2003, in January, I attended the Christian Witness Theological Seminary.
去接受装备。
To be equipped.
我记得我刚入学的时候。
I remember when I first entered the school.
有些同学啊，有一对夫妻了，也同学了，他们就来问我。
My classmates, a couple, they asked me this.
我们年轻人都被压的功课压得哇哇叫了，你来做什么？
Us young people, we're completely oppressed by the homeworks. Why are you here?
为什么他要问我这个问题呢？
Why did they ask me this question?
因为我那个时候已经68岁了。
Because at the time I was already 68.
是啊，我不但比同学都要大。
I was not only older than the classmates.
比那些教授，比我们的院长都大。
I was older than the professor as well as the principal for the school.
所以同学、老师、院长都把我叫大哥。
They all call me an older brother.
因为我最年长。
Because I was oldest.
我当然是做了吃苦的准备了。
Of course, I was preparing myself to face difficulties.
但是现实比想象的更加困难。
But reality was much harder than what I thought.
首先，神学院的课程确实很重。
First, the class, the homeworks is very difficult in the theological seminary.
要写读书报告。
You have to write reports.
要写论文。
Right, have to write thesis.
还要闭卷考试，要背下来。
And also closed book tests.
所以一个接一个。
One after the other.
这当然是困难。
Of course, it's difficult.
其次
Secondly,
我的体力和我的记忆力和年轻的时候当然是有差距啦。
My physical health as well as my mental health is not as good as when I was young.
我记得我在大学的时候考试，他这个题我一看我就知道是在哪，在什么地方，我脑子里面马上知道。
When I remember in college years, when I look at the question on the exam, I'm able to know the answer right away.
所以说在大学啊，这个几年我都是优等生。
And throughout college, I've always been an A-plus student.
在这儿就不敢说了。
In here, I cannot say that.
能保守我过关就好了。
As long as I pass, I will be good.
第三。
And third.
我是学理工科的。
I'm focused in math and science.
现在要把它转到文科去。
All of a sudden, I have to change into liberal arts.
再转到神学去。
And then to theology. It's a twist and another turn.
第四
And a third, a fourth.
论文不准用手写
Thesis you cannot be handwritten.
可是电脑我又不会
But I didn't really know how to use computers.
我的女儿和我的女婿在我临行之前给我恶补了几个小时
My daughter and my son-in-law helped me study really hard before I went to the seminary.
勉强知道个皮毛
I only know a little bit.
第五
And fifth.
打字不会
I can't really type.
有幸好有位弟兄送给我一个台湾出的那个蒙恬小的手写板
A brother gave me a little small tablet from
那么不打字就都一个字一个字在手写板上写
I had to write each character slowly on the tablet.
这个速度当然慢很多了
It is a lot slower.
所以这些方方面面加在一起、
So all these five things adding on together.
真是困难又困难
It's more difficult and more difficult.
还有一个困难是我想不到的。
And there's another thing, another difficulty that I cannot imagine.
这个又大家选我做学生会主席。
They asked me to be
学生会的 chairman.
The chairman of the class.
Yeah, 你说不做行吗
？Can I reject?
这不行。
No.
所以呢，这个就更加困难了。
And that is even more difficult.
没有别的办法了。
There's no other way.
豁出去拼了
I had to go for it.
说每天呢，我就像打仗一样。
So every day, it's like fighting a war.
宿舍
Dorm.
教室
Classroom.
图书馆
Library.
这三点一线就是这么样。
I go from one point to the other.
我哪也没有去玩过。
I didn't go anywhere to play.
我的一日三餐呢？
my three meals in a day.
包括自己做和吃哦。
Including eating and preparing the meal.
规定好时间。
I set a time apart.
不许超过。
And I cannot go over the time limit.
早餐五分钟。
Breakfast 5 minutes.
中餐晚餐各20分钟。
Lunch and dinner each 20 minutes.
运动30分钟。
Exercising 30 minutes.
一边跑步一边背希伯来文、希腊文单词。
While I was running, I have to remember memorizing Hebrew and Greek letters.
晚上什么时候可以睡觉呢?
And at night time, what time do I get to sleep?
必须完成当天的作业。
I must finish that homework for the day.
否则不准睡觉。
Or else I am not allowed to sleep.
所以12点钟睡觉是很正常的，很好了。
So when I sleep at around 12, it's pretty normal. It's good.
如果要准备这个论文或者准备考试。
If I have to write a thesis or if I have to prepare for exam,
那就不好说了。
It's hard to say.
两点、三点通宵都有。
2 a.m., 3 a.m. all-nighters possible.
我知道自己是为回应主的呼召而来的。
I know when I come here, it was because of God's calling.
所以我无怨无悔。
Therefore, I have no complaints.
坚持到底。
I fought through.
结果怎么样呢？
What is the ending result?
我实现了侍奉主的愿望。
I was able to go through and have this hope come, this dream come true.
我的生命有了价值。
And my life has meaning.
我的美好的人生从那个时候才开始。
And my abundant, beautiful life started at that point.
我再讲一个见证。
Let me share another testimony.
其实好像我也跟你们讲过。
I might have shared this before.
下回我来考考你们。
Later, I will test you guys.
就省点时间。
Save us some time.
这个神学院还没毕业。
Before I graduated from the seminary.
啊，毕业的前一年。
Like a year before.
暑假我回纽约来休假。
During summer, I returned home to New York City for summer vacation.
我们教会来了一位新的主任牧师啊。
In our church, we had a new pastor.
哎，他主动提出来，他要找我谈话。
And he approached me and wanted to talk to me.
哎，我心里面想，还这个大概主任牧师想给我一些鼓励啊。
I thought in my heart, oh, maybe the pastor wanted to encourage me or something.
可是我没想到啊。
However, to my surprise,
他竟然给了我一个下马威。
He came and warned me.
他说什么？他开口就说。
What he said? He says this.
教会有65岁退休制度，你知道不知道
？Do you know there's a retiring system at 65?
那个意思就是那个意思是什么
？What does he mean by that?
就你太老了。
You are too old.
这制度不允许啊，你都不懂啊。
The retiring system won't allow you. Do you not understand?
我说我不知道。
I said I didn't know.、
他说那你怎么看呢
？He says then what do you think? What do you say?
我回答说那制度吧。既然是制度，那制度面前人人平等，我不会搞特殊了。
And I said, well, because if it's a system, then everyone's equal. I'm not special.
另外呢，这个制度不外乎就牵涉到我的名和利嘛。
And because of the system, it kind of regards me as well as that goods come after.
是吧？你能不能得这个名分呢？你能不能得这个工资啊
？Can you have the title? Can you have salary?
我说我向神立志。
And I said I will say this to God. I will have this promise to God.
我毕业之后就做义工来服侍主。
After I graduate, I will volunteer to serve God. Voluntarily serve God.
这不违反制度了吧
？That won't go against the system. Go against the rules, right?
你猜他怎么说
？He said, "What do you want to know what he says?"
你回学校，把它写下来寄给我。
He says, when you return to school, write that down and return it in a letter form for me.
也就是说，白纸黑字。
He wanted in a letter so that he can document it.
我写了。
I wrote it.
而且我做到了。
And I did it.
当然，我的家人和朋友就为这件事很不平了。
Of course, my family and friends felt cheated in regards to this.
无所不知的神当然看见了嘛。
A God who sees everything, of course, he saw everything.
所以我九月初回到神学院。
So when I returned to seminary in September,
很快他就亲自来安慰我。
God who sees everything came and comforted me.
来鼓励我。
To encourage me.
在2004年的9月16号早晨5点不到。
On September 16, 2004, around 5 o'clock, not 5 o'clock yet.
就这么一个声音，诗篇九十一篇。
I heard this voice saying, Psalm 91.
我就醒了。
I woke up.
哎，怎么谁在讲话
？I was shocked. I was like, who's talking?
但是我们是一个人一个宿舍。
But I was in a single dorm, so nobody's.
而且这个是现在五点不到，我两点钟才睡的。这三个小时不到，我还可以再睡一会儿。
It's not even 5 o'clock yet. I slept around 2. It's not even 3 hours yet. I can go back to sleep.
还没等我再倒下来睡了第二次。
And before I went back to sleep, I heard a second time.
诗篇九十一篇。
Psalm chapter 91.
我说这个很奇怪了。今天我也灵修也不是这个诗篇九十一篇嘛。
I was confused because my devotion was not this Psalm 91.
正在我想的时候。第三次，诗篇九十一篇。
And as I was thinking this again, it says Psalm 91.
我确定这是神在向我呼召。
I'm sure this is God calling me.
他在呼唤我。
He's calling me.
所以我马上下床，开灯来读诗篇九十一篇。
So I got out of my bed and turned on the light and started reading Psalm chapter 91.
诗篇当中有几段话，我是。
There's a couple sentences in that chapter that I will never forget.
他说虽有千人在你的旁边扑倒。
It says a thousand may fall at your side.
虽有万人扑倒在你的右边。
10,000 at your right hand.
这灾害却不临到你。
But it will not come near you.
啊，因为他要吩咐他的使者在你所行的一切道路上保护你。
For he will command his angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways.
因为他专心爱我，我要搭救他。
Because he loves me, says the Lord, I will rescue him.
我就要与他同在。
I will be with him.
使他尊贵。
I will deliver him and honor him.
我要让他足享长寿。
With long life, I will satisfy him.
将我的救恩显明给他。
And show him my salvation.
我们的神是不是真的
？Can you see that our God is real?
他知道我受的什么委屈。
He knows what I have suffered through.
他知道我的心智是什么。
He understands what my mindset, where I have my focus.
所以他第二次来对我讲话。
And he spoke to me a second time.
在入学之前呢
？Before entering school.
我那个时候因为年纪大了嘛，这个一般的公司就不要了。
Because I was older, so not a lot of companies wanted me.
你去 interview 也没用了。
And when you go to interview, nobody wants you.
所以后来我就学，我说我自己去学，学一个东西我自己做，都 independent.
I learned to do something on my own, and I want to be independent.
我就学什么呢
？What did I do?
做 sales.
I did sales.
我就去找到一个公司，他给我很低的工资啊。
I found a company that gave me really, really low income.
那些老的这个 sales 就告诉我，张先生。
The people in the company says, "Oh, they're cheating on you. They're giving you so little."
我说没关系了，等于交学费嘛。
I said it's okay. It's enough to cover my tuition.
我只要把这个 sales 的技巧学会就好了嘛。
As long as I learn the technical background for sales, I'm good.
但是他那个老板绝对没有想到。
However, the boss never would guess.
我第一个月的销售额是40,000。
My first month of my sales was 40,000.
所以根据他给我的那个 commission， 超过了他给我的工资。
It is way above what he has paid me for.
他说：“张先生，你骗人！你说你没有做过 sales， 为什么你销售这么多？”我当年我还销售不了这么多。
And he said to me, "You lied to me. You said you have no background. You had no past experience, but you sold way more than I had before."
我说因为我不知道嘛，我不懂嘛，所以我要拼命努力啦。
I said, "Oh, because I never done it before, therefore I have to be extra, I have to be extra careful and extra diligent."
所以那个时候我学了以后，我自己做一个 independent sales.
So because of that, I became an independent salesperson.
我每个月的收入比打工要高很多了。
And my income a month is much more than I would if I were to be under a company.
但是我立志，放下一切去装备。
However, I let go of everything to be more equipped for God.
所以 我不但收入没有了
，Not only did I now have more income，
我还要自己从家里拿钱出来交学费
，I had to get money from home to pay for tuition，
去买书
，purchase books，
还有其他的用途
，and also other miscellaneous。
所以一个是没有了，一个是往外花拿钱。
One, there's no income coming in. Also, I have to give things out.
这一进一出，当然差了很多了。
Of course, there's a lot of money when you combine it.
那么毕业之后呢
？After graduating。
刚才我不是跟你们讲过了吗？还有我白纸黑下黑字写下来呀、
啊。I mentioned to you, he wanted me to write it on a paper to record it.
我当然说话算数啊。
To volunteer, that is.
所以我就做义工。
So I became a volunteer.
当然，家庭的经济情况就没有改变，没有改善嘛。
Of course, my family income didn't change much.
准确的说是下降了嘛。
To be exact, it's actually going down.
但是主的恩典够用。
But I want to let you know, God's grace is enough.
我得了白卡。
I got Medicaid.
我和还有政府的补助。
And also government fund.
我的医疗费用不用再担心。
Medical expenses, I don't have to worry about anymore.
我在2011年做开胸大手术。
In 2011, I had open heart surgery.
几十万美元的这个啊医院的医疗的开支都是政府出的。
Tens and thousands of dollars, it was covered by the government.
所以我很知足啊。
I am very satisfied.
更重要的是。
More importantly,
我觉得这些事情对我的灵命成长是大有益处。
All these things that happened benefit my spiritual life a lot.
为什么
？Why do I say that?
因为平淡的生活就让我不再去为钱财呀、啊、什么权位呀、啊、去分心了、啊。
Because this kind of simple life allowed me to not worry about money, to be sidetracked by authorities.
所以我一心一意。投入侍奉当中。
Instead, I focused on serving full-heartedly.
心中满有喜乐。
I'm full of peace and joy.
还平安。
In peace.
至于遭到这种种的逼迫。
And in terms of the difficulties and suffering that I experienced.
还有很多了。其实我要讲这个再45分钟也讲不完了。那我就只好到此。
I'll stop here because if I want to go into detail, give me another 45 minutes, it won't be enough.
Yeah, 至于我遭遇到这些种种的啊逼迫啊不公不义。
When I've experienced a lot of oppression, not being cheated on.
他让我经历到啊，他让我经历神的熬炼。
I was able to experience.Being tested and have the affliction in the furnace.
他检验我自己的信仰是不是真实。
It examined whether my faith was true or not.
他看到我对神是不是忠心。
It allowed me to see if I was truly faithful to God.
在冲破阻拦、战胜啊这个自我当的拼搏当中啊。
During the process of pushing through and pushing through the difficult times.
我的性情被改变。
My temperament has changed.
我的生命就成长起来。
And my life continues to grow.
这些都是啊，合神心意，大有价值的。
All of these are pleasing to God and has important value.
当然没有疑问。
Of course, without doubt.
这些就是美满人生的一部分。
This is a part of an abundant life.
我们做一个小结。
Let me conclude a little bit.
各位弟兄姐妹
Dear brothers and sisters,
人生是不是美满
Whether life is abundant or not,
该用什么标准来衡量呢
How do we measure it?
那就看你是从什么心出发了
It really depends on where you are coming from, what point of view you're coming from.
你如果从世人的心出发来看
If you are viewing from the world's point of view,
受苦的人生是不美满的。
A suffering life is not an abundant life.
诸事不顺，吃尽苦头，受逼迫，好心没好报。
Nothing goes smoothly. Facing difficulty, being oppressed, being treated not the same as you treat others.
这哪算什么美满呢
？How could you consider that to be an abundant life?
但是，我们是从世界分别为圣出来的基督徒。
However, we are Christians that are set apart from the world.
我们当然不能从世人的心出发。
Of course, we cannot have a mindset of a worldly.
我们要从以基督的心为心来看待。
We have to have a heart like Jesus and view things from His heart.
那情况就完全不同了。
Then the situation will not be the same at all.
我们首先要看神造人的目的。
We have to first see the purpose of why God created man.
那是为了荣耀他，为了做他美好的见证。
That is to glorify him and to be his witness.
如果我们能够啊，宁愿舍弃自己，为主去受苦。
If we are willing to sacrifice ourselves to suffer for Christ,
背起自己的十字架
carrying our own cross,
对主的忠心不改
to be completely faithful to God, never wavering,
当然神就得到荣耀
Of course, God will receive all the glory.
这是神的旨意嘛
That is God's will.
其次
And the second point, secondly,
神对我们的心意是什么呢
What is God's will to us?
他要拯救我们
He wants to save us.
他要把属灵的生命赐给我们。
He wants to give us a spiritual life.
而且他还要改变我们这个生命。
He also wants to change that spiritual life.
成为圣洁。
To be sanctified.
啊，然后让我们去得那天上的荣耀。
And later on to receive glory in heaven.
神在苦难当中熬炼我们。
God tested us in furnace of affliction.
正是为了这样的目的。
It's exactly for that purpose.
再从时间上来看。
And if you look at it from time perspective.
人生百年。
A human life around 100 years.
不过如此。
It's only 100, really short.
如果人生百年和将来的千千万万年来比。
If you compare the 100 years on earth compared to eternity, later.
微不足道了。
It's simply a glimpse.
啊，用我们学数学里面说。知道的嘛
When you are in a math field, you know.
当分子是一个有限的数字。当分子。
Numerator is only a number.
是有限的。
It has a timeline.
当分母是无限大的。
And denominator is, it's infinite.
它的结果是什么
?What is the ending result?
等于多少
?What is the ending result?
那叫趋近于零。
It is equivalent to zero.
拿100块钱和1亿美金来比，它近于零。
If you compare $100 US dollars compared to $10,000, it's equivalent to
zero. 我们在世界上短暂的苦难。
The short time that we have, the short suffering that we have on earth.
怎么能和永恒的美永恒的美满相提并论呢
？How can we compare it to the eternal life that we are going to experience?
你们阿门吗？
Do you amen? Amen.
这就是真理。
And that is the truth.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
通过前面的讲论。
From what I said previously.
我们可以明白。
We can understand this.
为主而活，荣神于人，是基督徒美满的人生之路。
Live for God, benefiting others, is a path to abundant and beautiful life.
为主受苦，荣神于人，也是基督徒的美满的人生之路。
Suffering for Christ, benefiting others, is also a path for beautiful and abundant life.
我们要常常思想。
We have to constantly think about this.
我们自己到底是走在这两条当路当中啊，两条道路之中的一条呢，还是两条都不是？我们在走自己的路。
Are we walking on one of those paths, or are we not even close to any of the path and walking our own?
我们要常常思想。
We have to constantly think about this.
让我们低头祷告。
Let us pray.
亲爱的天父啊
，Lord Heavenly Father，
我们恩主耶稣基督
，Our graceful, gracious Father, Jesus Christ，
我们是你所造的
，We were created by you，
是为了荣耀你而造的
，We were created to glorify you。
如果我们的一生能够成为你美好的见证
If our life can be a good testimony for you
那就是我们最美满的人生
That will be considered the most abundant life we have
祈求主帮助我们
We pray that you will help us
给我们力量
Give us strength
给我们智慧
Give us wisdom
努力学习舍弃自己
Willing to sacrifice ourselves to learn to sacrifice ourselves
天天背起自己的十字架来为你而活
pick our own cross and walk with our cross to live for you
活出美好的人生来
live a beautiful abundant life
感谢主
thank you
垂听我们的祷告
thank you Lord for listening to our prayer
是奉靠耶稣基督的圣名
pray in the name of Jesus
Amen
Amen